Okay, today is Daf Chof Tmura, Masech Tmura Daf Chof. I want to discuss a little piece of Gemara Daf Chof on the base. The Gemara speaks about the Tmuras Osham. Now, generally, a Tmura is offered as a carbon, because if you have, let's say, for example, a carbon Ola or a carbon Shlamim, so a person, if he wants, can bring a 1,000 olas, 1,000 shlam. There are times when a person has an obligation to bring an olah for whatever reason. But if a person wants to donate, give an adava, a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a carbon olah or a carbon shlamim, go right ahead. Who's holding you back? You can bring in any given day 100 olas, 100 shlam. The Gemara talks about Shlomo HaMelech. Hashem said to Shlomo HaMelech, to David, that When you daven, you learn Torah, it's more chashuv to me than the 1,000 olos that Shlomo HaMelech will one day bring. Okay, fine. So you can give it olos. However, when it comes to sin offerings, you only can bring one sin offering. A person commits a sin, he has to bring a carbon, and that's it, one carbon and then no more. What happens if a person takes his sin offering, for example, a carbon osham, and he puts next to the Asham an animal of Chulin and declares, I want this to be the Tamura of my Asham, he now has in front of him two Ashamos. Problem. Why is it a problem? You only can bring one Asham. You can't bring more than one Asham. So what do you do with the other Asham? So there's a Machlok Snigma. One opinion says you have to let it be put to death. A second opinion says let it graze until it gets a blemish, and with the money you buy a carbon Ola. But a person who commits a sin can only bring one carbon asham. If you create a tamura from your carbon asham, you have a serious problem on your hands. What are you going to do with the two animals that have the status of an asham? So the Gemara discusses what to do, but the Gemara here says the following line. We only need to focus on one specific line for the purpose of what we want to discuss today. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravua, Machloikis. The disagreement in the Mishnah, what to do with the second animal, the second Asham, because they have your original, and you have your Tamura, is L'achar Kapara, after you have offered your Asham, and now you are left over with an extra animal that has the status of an Asham. Well, there's a disagreement in the Mishnah, what to do. Do we kill it? Or do we indirectly kill it, or do we let it graze until it gets a blemish and redeem it? Aval, lefnei kapara, if you have not yet achieved atonement, you have not yet offered one of an animal for your kapara, divrei hakol, everyone agrees, hu atzmo yikrav asham. And this is only the Gemara in the Hava Amina. Don't carry this to any conclusion. We don't need to get to the Gemara's conclusion. But the Gemara in the Hava Amina says that if you have not yet offered one of the animals, you can choose. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You can choose which one you want to bring as your atonement. Again, you have sinned. You designated an animal for your carbon asham. You then create a tamura. You have in front of you your original and your tamura. You have to bring at least one carbon, right? You have to bring one carbon. Which one shall I bring now for atonement? If you want, you can bring the tamura. If you want, you can bring the original. You can choose. Pick which one you want. After you bring one, then there'll be World War III, what to do with the second animal. That's a separate issue. But before you get atonement, you can even bring the second. The Gemara goes berserk. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvos v'adava. I have two difficulties with this statement. We're only going to do the first difficulty. Chad number one, de'ein adam mischaper. Badavar haboba aver. How in the world can you have a hava amina that you're going to get atonement with the tamura? The animal of the tamura was a sin. It is a losase. To create a tamura is a violation of two lavin. Lo yachalifenu v'lo yomir oso. So how can you suggest to take the second animal, which is a tamura, and use it for your atonement? You're getting kapara with an object, with an item, that has come into existence in this world through sin. How did I create the second animal? Through tamura. Tumura is a sin. Lo yachalifen v'lo yomir osa. And you're suggesting that I can take animal number two and use it to achieve atonement? Now, what is the words that are on the tip of your tongues? Mitzvah haboha va'avera. If you steal an esrog and you want to use the esrog for the mitzvah of dalad minim, it's a mitzvah haboha va'avera. It's stolen goods. No good, right? The whole question, that's the whole question, when you apply, when you don't say, but let's take the raw case, such a case, mitzvah ba'avera. So you would expect the Gemara to say, when the Gemara presents this challenge, how do you plan to be achieve atonement for your sin with a tamura, the Gemara should have said, it is a mitzvah ha'boha ba'avera. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, you cannot achieve mischaper de'ein oda mischaper badover haba ba'aver. So this is a very big sug, it's a very beautiful sugya, and it touched upon many issues. There is certainly a concept called mitzvah haba ba'aver. Is there another concept called ein oda mischaper badover haba ba'aver? You can achieve atonement? Or no, ein odom, the Gemara was sloppy, kaviyachol. The Gemara really meant to say it's a mitzvah hababa there. It's all really all one and the same. There's no difference between the concept of mitzvah hababa avera and the concept of ein odom mischaper bedover hababa avera.
Is kapara
l'chari? Yeah, it is a mitzvah. L'chari is a mitzvah. You need atonement. The Torah tells you how to get atonement. So l'chari is a mitzvah. So this is the big issue. There's certainly something called mitzvah habobi avera. The Gemara presents a new idea of ein oda mischaper bedover habobi avera. Is it one and the same or not? Now, before to make things more complicated, to make things really get Tois and Rashi, yes, the same kash. It's very rare you have such a thing where Rashi and Tois come out and say word for word the same thing. Are we you with what Tois says? Ein oda mischaper bedover habobi avera. Utmura baba utmura baba very like it work k shaavar allah yakhlifanu the afal gav the tmuras oila ushlamim kareva. Wait a minute, what does the Torah say when a person makes a tmura on a carbon ola or a carbon shlamim? For ha yahu utmuraso yihiya kodesh, and we offer the tmura. So why is it that when it comes to the tumor of an oil and tumor of a shlamim, you bring on the mizbeach, the oil on the shlamim, but when you make a tumor of a carbon asham, then the Gemara says, no, ein adam mischaper. What's the difference? So what's the difference between these two? So Tosfos says, af agav the tumuras oil shlam kreva hanu lav lechapara asya. It's not for kapara. The tumura of an ola is not for kapara. A asham is kapara. An ola and a shlomim are gifts. Now, if you learn the lumdis, if you're going to learn simply that there are two separate things, there's something called mitzvah haba b'avera, and there's something called ein oda mischaper b'dava haba b'avera, then everything makes perfect sense. We have to figure out why a tamura is not caught in the category of mitzvah haba b'avera. If we can succeed in doing that, in showing why a tamura is not in the category of mitzvah haba b'avera, korbanos are in a different world altogether, then we can understand that when you are getting kapara, atonement, that's not right. That doesn't count. But a carbon ola and a carbon shlamim do not provide atonement. They're gifts. A doron, they're gifts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, even though it's true it came about through sin, it's okay. Because it's not in the category of mitzvah babi avera, and it's not something which provides atonement. Now, you'll ask right away, but don't we all know that a carbon ola is mechaper on a bittul mitzvah saseh? It also provides atonement. So that we have to put aside, it's a lightweight atonement. That's not a major league atonement. That's like a superfluous. That's like a kufya. That's a residual. It's It's secondary type of atonement. It's not a primary atonement. So, but generally, an Ola and a Shlomim do not provide atonement. Therefore, it's not a problem. But still, the basic question remains, why isn't this included in the general category of mitzvah haba? So I want to just throw out for you, nothing complicated, different ideas, very interesting ideas, a lot of ideas that I brought out of when is something called mitzvah haba, when it's not mitzvah haba, and why then we would need a special halacha here for tmura, for a new a concept of kapara. So the first idea is something very similar, but it's very simple. The truth is, I'll tell you, let's look at the case of Ola and Shlomim. Ola and Shlomim is a sin, right? Maskim? Torah says, Lo yachali fen, v'lo yomir osa. But yet the Torah itself tells us, bring it. Right? Torah says, bring it. V'ho yohu utzumur osa yihye kodesh. The Torah is explicitly telling us that tumura is an exception to the rule of mitzvah haba be'avera. B'chotar kula, there's a concept, don't do a mitzvah that comes about through an avera. But when it comes to tumura, the very nature of tumura is an avera. Lo yachali fenu v'lo yomir also. And yet the Torah says, go right ahead. I want you to bring this a carbon on the Mizbeach. V'yohu utmir also yekodesh. So the Torah wouldn't stop there. What difference does it make whether it's an ola neshlam? What difference does it make whether it's a carbon asham or a carbon chatos? That is why here we need to invent a new concept. It doesn't make sense. It's not proper that you should achieve atonement, kapara, through an avera. Oh, but the Torah says do it. That's right. When the Torah said that tumura is an exception to the concept of mitzvah haba be'avera, that's where you don't have to get involved in issues of atonement. For example, ola and shlomim. But when you're getting involved in atonement issues, then we can say it's going to be forbidden. So it's interesting. Yeah, mitzvah haba be'avera. Tumura, the Torah has removed from the parsha mitzvah haba be'avera by telling us v'chayehu utmurasu yekodesh. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says that's a major chiddush. That's a massive chiddush to do that. Ein l'cha bo yosa mechidusho. We're only going to apply that where you're not achieving atonement, but we're getting kapara. That far, we're not willing to go. Tumuras asham, tumuras chatos, that you really cannot bring as a carbon on the mizbech. That's one svar. Another svara to mechalik between. This really is perish in the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah brings us down. The sin of the sugya of mitzvah haba be'avera is sugya of Shabbos, where a person is mechal Shabbos b'mezid. It's a sim, a very complex sim in Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Ches, I believe. And there, the Mishnah Berurah talks a lot about these issues. The Be'er Halacha brings in a Taz, and he says a very interesting yisod in the mitzvah haba be'avera. Mitzvah haba be'avera is only where the object is a sin, not the method. For example, if a person steals an esrog, and you want to use the esrog for the mitzvah of dalad minim, the object itself is a cheftza de isur. Talk about garvin cheftza lamnis. It's an object. It is an object that is not your property. The owner has not yet given up hope. It's a chefsa disa. To be makayim a mitzvah with an object that itself is an object of sin, you have in your possession something which does not belong to you. This is gezel. There's a mitzvah, the heshavis hagzela shergazel. This object should be returned to its rightful owner. You have an object of sin. That is called mitzvah haba be'avera. However, where there's nothing wrong with the object, it's just that a method, the way you're able to do the mitzvah is because a sin was done to acquire this object, that's not in the category of mitzvah haba be'avera, at least on a deraisa. For example, where a Jew brought on Shabbos an object more than dalad amos. There was an object, there was an esrog lying in the street, let's say it's lying in the street, and a Jew took the object from the Rishos Rabim into the Rishos HaYachid. He was mechalel Shabbos. And you, for your homebound, for whatever reason, you can't get outside. You only way you can be kind of in the home. So the only way you can be kind of the mitzvah is because a Jew was mechalel Shabbos. Is there something inherently wrong with the esrog? No. Nothing wrong with the Eshrog. The Eshrog is not a Chefsa di Isura. It's a perfectly fine Eshrog. I own it. It just happened to be I had no access to the Eshrog. In order for me to have access, someone, either myself or someone else, was Mechalel Shabbos to transfer it from one location to another location. That is not within the framework of Mitzvah HaBavar. It could be the Midrabban and its Aser. There are other Shia.
If I find an Esrog,
yeah,
that I know it's stolen,
yeah,
I don't know who it was stolen from,
yeah,
can I use it? Does the Esrog become a sinful thing, like you're saying?
Yeah, if the owner was not yet Miyayish, if he has not yet given up hope, you may not use
we
it.
We don't know what the kind of...
So we make an assumption. Yeah. There's certain assumption he was not Miyayish. That's the Sugi Lema. We halacha follows certain assumptions.
So therefore...
You're not allowed to use it.
I can't use
it. If you know that it's stolen, generally speaking, not. But here, I want to just bring out this beautiful idea, this
Mitas. The reason I ask that is because... Does the Esrog become
yes.
a sinful
if
thing?
The Esrog is stolen, it's stolen merchandise, someone stole the Esrog, it's not yours, the owner is upset, where is my property, I have not given up hope, it is called a Chefza di Isura. As long as the owner has not yet given up hope, it's not my property, the owner is worried about it, it's an object
so
of sin.
Yish comes in.
Yes, Yish comes in.
If I pick the Esrog off the tree on
yes.
this morning,
same thing, another example. There's nothing wrong with the object, but you did a Maisa Kitzitza, you have a Chal Shabbos. The way you have access to the Esrog is Shulchan, there's nothing wrong with the Esrog. It's just that the way you are having Kitzitza, you're getting involved in the nitty gritty. To the best case, the ideal case, Hoitzah, because there it's just a matter of transfer. I did not have access. It came past the Tchum, came from Mishriyot Shram. I had no access to get this Esrog. The way it was brought to me was through Chilul Shabbos. The method, that is not called Mitzvah Haba Ba'aveira, Minat Torah. Okay, there may be different prohibitions in the Rabbanan. Therefore, when it comes to a Tumura, what's wrong with a Tumura? Is the object an object of sin? Nothing wrong with the animal. The sin is the method. How did you give this animal sanctity? If I wanted, I could have said, it's kadosh. I bestow sanctity upon the animal. You didn't do that. The way you gave it sanctity, I want to exchange the sanctity from another animal. It's the method. A tamura is not a chefza di isura. The sin of a tamura is the way it got is the way it got Kedusha. But there's nothing inherently wrong with the object itself. Therefore, it does not fit in the category of Mitzvah HaBavera. That is why the Gemara needs to introduce a new concept of Ein Adam Mischaper B'Dover HaBavera. You see this idea? This Mitzvah HaBavera is the Chefza of the Surah. Tamura is not a Chefza Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. You don't say that being that you made a tamura, so the tamura is a chefza di isura. You see from the Gemara here an unbelievable yesod. Lo yachal ifenu is the method. Once the method of the sin has been done, it has kedusha. It's a kedusha like any other animal. It's just, and that's why the Gemara needs to introduce a new concept of lo yachal ifenu. Another idea, why it's not called mitzvah babavera, is mitzvah babavera is the only way you can possibly do this mitzvah is through the sin. Let's say you have the stole. I don't have an esrog. I don't have money for an esrog. The only way I can do the mitzvah is stealing the esrog.
So what's the difference in that? And esrog, the only way I can get it is pull it off the tree.
Same thing, exactly the same thing. It's mitzvah bobe out there. Okay, let's assume that's also the different opinions of what's called mitzvah bobe out there. Some of these opinions contradict one another. You're right, but they all have in common is that the tamura is not going to be from that category. You're right. Not everyone. There are many different. I just want to throw out some of the ideas. Again, the common denominator is, however you're going to define Mitzvah Babavera, 1, 2, 3, that's not going to fit into the nature and the character of the Tumura. Tumura is out of that world, and because out of the world, that's why the Gemara was forced to introduce a new concept, Ein Adam Mischaper B'Dover HaBavera. So what's the third idea? When it comes to the Esrog, the only way I can do the Mitzvah, I have this Esrog, is because a sin was done. And that's how I'm doing the mitzvah. It's true. I could have went to the store and bought an Esrog. That's right. But right now,
the stores are closed.
Right now, but right now, even if the stores are open, whatever the case is, you go to the Chinese grocery. They sell citrons. You can go buy an Esrog. But right now, the way I'm doing this mitzvah is because it came about through an avera, and that's how I got hold of this Esrog. When it comes to a carbon, look, it's very funny. It's very funny tamura. Who's holding you back? You have an animal in front of you, right? You have animal number one, you already sanctified. Good. You have in front of you animal number two. You want to bring this as your carbon? Who's preventing you? Go right ahead. Take the animal and say it's kodosh, it's holy, and bring the animal. Who's holding you back? No, the way I want to make it holy is by doing an avera. The same exact, when it comes to the eshrog you're holding in your hand, there's only one way you got this eshrog. It's through theft. There's no permissible way, at least in the state. Hey, you want to go buy it from, that's another story. That's something which is beyond your control. You have to have his consent, you have to pay money, there are other conditions to make it. But the way you have this eshrog was through sin. There's no way to separate the sin from the keem of the mitzvah. When you have in front of you, when you have here in front of you this animal, who's holding you back? Say, I want this animal to have sanctity as a carbon asham, and you'll bring the carbon asham. No, you want to go and say, I'm going to give it sanctity by making an exchange. I want to transfer the kedusha of that animal onto this animal. That is not called mitzvah haboba avera. Mitzvah haboba avera is where there's no way out, where you cannot separate your mitzvah from the sin. When you're dealing with tomorrow, you can separate the mitzvah from the sin. You don't have to do. That's not called mitzvah haboba avera, and that is why you need to come on to this new concept of the concept of Ein Adam Mischaper B'Dova HaBaba Avera. Okay, it's a very beautiful, very interesting idea. Two different concepts of Baba Avera and Ein Adam Mischaper, because the carbonists do not fit into the category of Mitzvah Baba Avera for these three reasons. And that's why when it comes to Ashram, yes, but not an Ola. Because an Ola, carbonos, is not in the category of Mitzvah Baba Avera. And there's no issue of Kapara. So Ola is safe. One more svar, one more very interesting svar. What about according to those opinions that learn that this is, they were synonymous? The truth is they're all the same. Ein Adam Mischaper B'Dova Baba Avera is really a category of mitzvah. It's all the same. The Gemara is just not, you know, the Gemara just used different expressions, different places, all really all the same. If it's all the same, you got trouble, so why then is an Ola different? If you're going to tell me that carbonos are out of the world, the mitzvah Baba Avera, very good. We have a new concept of kapara. Asham is kapara, Ola is not kapara. But if you're going to tell me, no, it's all part of the big picture of mitzvah Baba Avera, it's all the same thing. Oh, it's all the same thing. So very good when it comes to an Asham, no, it's a mitzvah Baba Avera, and the Gemara uses some very nice fancy words. Nice fancy words is, it's kapara. But what about Ola? Ola should also be mitzvah Baba Avera. So then you have to say as follows. This is what they bring down the name of the Mordechai, is that Ola, Mitzvah HaBaba B'Avera is another very beautiful Yesod. These are Yesodos. There are three, this is already fourth Yesod. Mitzvah HaBaba B'Avera is only said by a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, which means you got to do it. You don't have a choice. You wake up today, you got to lay the Megillah. You got to lay the Megillah. I mean, you don't have a choice. You don't want to do it, so you don't want to do it. But this is your obligation. You got to do it. Person, Lulav and Esther, you got to do it. You got to do it. So you're going to do it in a method of sin. Oh, you're in trouble. You got to bring a kapara. You sinned. You're a chayte. You're a sinner. If you're a sinner, you got to bring your car. You got to bring your carbon ashan. Ola and shlamim. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do. Who's telling you to bring an ola and shlamim? Sit home, relax. Oh, you want to be good with Hashem. You want to bring. Okay, so good. You can do it the whole day. You can bring 1,000 of them. Mitzvah HaBaba Avera is only where it's chiyuvis. It's the geder mitzvah. Kapara Asham is also like a mitzvah. An ola is, there's no obligation. It's a gift. By gifts, you don't. Okay, we're not dealing in a chanam. That'll be enough. When you deal with those type of olos, then maybe you're right. Then maybe it would be different. It could be different. Or it could be that being in the general category, it could be that, even though this particular one is a chiyuvis, but since it's part of a category of things that are generally not requirements, that's, you don't say the svara of mitzvah hababi aver. And one more beautiful svara to be mechalik between these two is, this is a very, very beautiful idea. An asham, why are you bringing an asham? Because you've sinned. All of the examples that we've given so far, how many sins have you done? One sin. I mean, if you can take it into consideration, I want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Esrog. Okay, oh, but I'm going to be mekayim it in the process of my kima. Somewhere along the line, I've sinned. I've stolen the esrog. I cut the esrog down. It was transferred from shayach to shesram. It was a sin. Okay, let bygones be bygones. A sin was done. Okay, I'm accountable. I'll owe the money, go to Gehenim, you name it, I'll take care of the sin. That's a step. But right now, I'm doing the mitzvah. Okay? Chai luchot v'chai luchot. Okay, there are ethical questions and there are halachic issues. Right. When you bring your carbon asham, what are you trying to do? The asham is, it's written all over you, I have sinned. The mitzvah is to atone for a sin. Not just I'm a mitzvah. It's a sin. I'm coming to atone for a sin. And how am I going to atone for my sin? With another sin. Toivel v'sharetz b'yadoi. You're going to be toivel. You're going to be toivel. You're going into the mikvah. With the sharetz is still in your hand. You're still holding on to the corpse. You go into the mikvah holding on to the dead body. That's why when it comes to the concept, see, this is a whole new idea. Forget about mitzvah b'avera. Forget about it's in a league by itself. In other words, we're so considered. Why do we have to come on to ein adam mischaper b'dava haba b'avera? Why do you have to come on to that? Mitzvah haba b'avera. It's just the opposite. Being mechaper b'dava haba b'avera comes before mitzvah haba b'avera. It's in a league to itself. You have sinned, and now you're coming to atone for your sin with another sin? That's like, it's like, you know, you start with 1, 2, 3, 4. This is 1+. You're ahead. You're all the way at ground zero. See, we started off, I started off to starting off this whole sugya. You have over here mitzvah b'avera. Yeah, ein adam mischaper. So ein adam mischaper is like a subcategory. So on the scale, you have mitzvah b'avera is case number one. Then down the list is number 10. Okay. No, the other way around because of it. So there, I think we threw out 5 different svaras.
Well, the last in the last one, you said Achi Ibra,
yeah,
he can choose which one he wants, right?
Until
he makes the decision. So if it's a kapara, how could you allow Achi Ibra to say he could also bring the tamura, right? That you said it before.
Right, right.
So how do you do that? If he's like compounding
the. That's the Morris question. It's exactly the Morris saying.
No,
you can't
the
do it.
Svara said.
Yeah.
You just said that you're compounding
a sin with a sin.
With a sin.
Right.
So Achi Yivrach, he said he has a choice.
Not have a choice. No, right. That's the most question. The Gemara says, because of this, the Gemara rejects the entire thing.
It rejects Achi
Yivrach. Right, rejects. But we don't need to come on. I wanted just to focus on the Gemara's question. The Gemara introduced a concept. Yeah. So just to summarize, what do we learn today? We have over here in the Gemara talks about Ein Adam Ischab V'Davar Habab Aver. The question then Tais points out, what about a carbon oila? Tais says, oila is there because there is no kapara. It's nasei, it's not primarily poured for kapara. So then the question was, what about the mitzvah habab yadera? So we presented three mahalachim, sach hakol. One mahalach is, hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. Korbanos are not in the category of mitzvah habab yadera for 3 reasons. Mitzvah habab yadera is, number one, tamura is an exception, because the Torah says explicitly that you do bring a tamura, so that's why it's not in the category. Number two was, it's the method, the difference between the method and the object. And number three was, the only way, when a mitzvah, Baba Vera, is where the only way you can do the mitzvah is by doing the Avera. But by tamura, you didn't have to make a tamura, you could have given the same exact animal sanctity through your words of being makdish. So that approach was, there's a difference between mitzvah, Baba Avera, and korbanos, hay luchud v'hay luchud, and that's why the Gemara needed to introduce this new concept of mitzvah haba of ein adam mischaper, and right away we understand why the oil is different. The second approach was, no, ein hanami really is included in the category of mitzvah haba v'aveira. If it's really included in the category of mitzvah haba v'aveira, so why then is oil different? So we have this new svara called mitzvah chiyuvis, when there's an obligation to do so. Kapara is chiyuvis, and mitzvah b'aver is chiyuvis. But oila and shlom is not chiyuvis, so therefore that's why there's no issue. And then the third svara we said was that the Gemara doesn't need to get into mitzvah b'aver, because here there's something much more fundamental. Because when you're dealing with kapara, you're going to get kapara with a sin for a sin. That's not like all of the other cases that we've discussed so far, where it's just a sin and a mitzvah. Sin for sin, tevel v'sharetz b'yada. That's it.